It is Hank FM, and it is Brooks and Dunn, Dickies Arena, October 9th and 10th. Tickets, LiveNation.com, but win them right here for that Neon Moon Tour with Tucker Wetmore and more. And we're doing that in the style, form, and fashion of Friday Morning Fake News. Very real tickets. We give you three news stories. Two of them actually reported on things that happened on this planet of ours. The other, not so much. If you could tell us of the three, which is the fake news story, the fabricated news story, at 817-877-1921, you are headed to Brooks and Dunn. Are we prepared? Are we ready with the three news stories?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, story number one.
Making the rounds to be a hot, cool singer means a lot of time on the road. And if you're really lucky, you get an opening gig for Brooks and Dunn. Unfortunately, this is a job, not a pickup joint. Jake Owen had quite a crush on one of their backup singers in the day. And it was so obvious that Kix Brooks had to step in and tell him to stop hitting on my girl. No fishing off the company pier.
That is number one. Number two.
Number two.
Data centers, a hot topic around Texas, but we do love our AI, don't we? It's not just for recipes, how to fix a sticky door, that embarrassing rash, but how to be truly understood at work. So what are your employees really doing? A new study shows that one-third of us say ChatGPT understands us better than our boss, and almost half would rather get job advice from AI than upper management.
And number three.
Number three!
It's a really big time for fun vehicles. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was just in town. KB going to be out at the stockyards with a real-life Indy car tomorrow. And now our friends in England are in on the action. Kit Kat has created a Formula One race car that will be proudly displayed at the Silverstone Circuit. It's made of chocolate, that cookie crunch, and weighs in at 771 pounds, equal to 16,900 Kit Kat bars, and took over 1,200 hours to create.
Well, there you go. Three news stories. Two of them true, one of them ain't. You tell us. Very good. Let's go to you. Good morning. Who's this first up? Hello.
Hey, this is Mike. I'm from Fort Worth.
Mike in Cattown. What are we doing, Mike, on a Friday?
Well, I'm working for the city.
Yay.
Ooh.
Working for the man. Got a good job in the city.
Yep.
Yeah. Say hi to my best friend, Maddie Parker. Nah.
Okay.
You want me to put in a good word for you?
Okay.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. All right.
All right, Mike, working for the Maddie every night and day. There it is. What division of the city services do you work for?
I actually work for the water department.
Oh, uh-oh. See, he would have been perfect for sink or swim. But now Blippi has stolen the bit from us.
So rude.
You got to watch out for those kid entertainers. Trust him.
So immature.
What, Peppa's going to start doing That Ain't My Twitty now?
She's already taken over North Richland Hills.
That ain't my pig.
All right,
here it is. Friday morning fake news. So far, nobody has stolen that quite yet. I'm looking at you, Bluey. But you're first up here, Mike, in Fort Worth. One, two, or three. What say you? What's the fake news story?
I would guess number three.
Number three, the Formula One race car fashioned by Kit Kat.
Number three. That is
100% life size and 100% chocolate. Survey says.
It's true.
It is true.
Oh, man.
And also recorded the worst lap time in the history of the Formula One
circuit. It's very unfortunate.
That's really bad. And melted halfway through turn
three. Yeah, probably left the trail, too.
Right through the chicane. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you.
Have a great one. You should call Maddie. Give our condolences to one of her employees right there.
We'll get on
turning that. Mike away. Good morning. And next up here, and that ain't my fake news story, Twitty. Who is this? Where are you?
Hey, this is Kyle, JB. How are you this morning, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, bro. What are you out there doing?
We out here delivering product again.
Product?
That'll get you arrested.
Yeah.
You better be careful.
He's not telling us what it is.
Yes. All right. You're not stealing off any of our bits and giving them to child entertainers, are you?
No, sir.
Okay. You're next up here in Friday Morning Fake News. Three was a true story. So one or two, what say you? Which is the fake one?
One or two. The first one was the one about Jake Owen and Brooks and Dunn, right?
Right, right.
I'm going to say that is the fake news.
Number one.
It's true.
Whoa!
Oh.
Jake Owen now, and he has been for a couple of years, very happily married.
Mm-hmm.
Was she the backup dancer? I don't think so.
No, I don't. This was a very, very long time
and
ago.
And Kicks shut it down, huh?
Fake news.
Yeah, don't date your coworkers.
You never know what's going to happen.
You can end up married to them.
Right.
Well, dang, Kyle, we appreciate you, buddy. Whatever you're delivering, we won't tell anybody either.
Oh, darn it.
Good morning. Who is this? Where are you?
Good morning. This is Crystal, and I'm at PK Lake.
In the northwestern stretches. No inversion can stop our signal from getting there.
No way.
Love that. How is the lake today?
It's pretty good, I guess. I haven't been out there, so.
Oh, what a life to live. And boy, are you showing up at the perfect prime time, because Crystal, story number one was true. Number three was true. So what's the fake news story?
Story number two.
Very good.
She didn't chat GPT or AI to figure that one out. Or any childlike entertainer.
No way.
Did you hear that, Blippi?
So
what? I did hear, yes.
Interesting. 70% say ChatGPT understands us better than our boss.
Wow, that's way more than a third.
97 of us would rather get job advice from AI. So.
Well, I kind of maybe agree with it on that last one, because it would have the job advice, because it's going to take all of our jobs, right?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's going to do? AI's going to AI.
Is it going to take Blippi's job? Or is he going to steal more of our bits? All of a sudden, he's going to start doing Wednesdays with W, a child entertainment show?
Might as well Trump.
You don't watch Blippi, do you there, Crystal?
No, sir.
But you do watch Brooks and Dunn when they're on the stage, and you will!
Thank you so much.
Fake news timing is everything, and it's time for you to get your tickets. You'll see him in October with Hank.
Thank you so much.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.